4 DOS.
DOS, F4 ZLK. Good morning, Gary.
How are you this morning, KI4 DOS?
Sunshine.
Yeah, yesterday, wasn't it?
My boots keep my feet dry, and I ended up having to walk through a puddle. It was the only way I could get to the door. And got one of my socks wet. And that was, you know how it is. You just don't want that to happen.
I remember that well. Now, I don't know why in the world they don't fix those parking lots back there in the back where you have to back up to a dock to where they don't puddle up like that. Looks like they would, but I don't guess they care that much about the driver.
Part, I had a rain jacket, and I just made sure I used it when it was raining hard. But how are you today?
I'm good this morning, out running a few errands, trying to get this stuff done early, so try to get some other stuff done later this afternoon, hopefully.
Well, hope you have a good day. I got that tuner figured out, got it set up. It tunes up the antenna I have right now. It's a supposed to be a multi-band through 80, but it won't tune up on 17, but it tunes everything else up really well.
Well, I'm glad you got the tuner straightened out and got it up and running so you can get on the HF bands. I built me a new antenna. It's a hen fed with a 49-to-1 baling, and I got it put up. And before I put it up, I checked everything with the antenna analyzer. And I tell you what, it's amazing. I don't even have to use my tuner with it. It covers everything 10 through 80 real well, and the highest SWR on it's about a 1.5. I thought that was real nice.
Can't beat that, and you gotta love it when that works out. About how long is the wire?
134 feet. I went out 67 feet, something like that. I've got the dimensions there at the house. But I put an insulator right there, and then put a 500 picofarad capacitor across the insulator. That way it keeps it, it'll be resonant on 80, and it'll be resonant on 40. It isolates the 40 meters from 80. And I was kind of skeptical about that at first. I said, well, that's what the drawings call for, so that's what I'm going to do. And I hooked it up that way, and it surprised me when I got everything finished. But it's not up very high, Shane. It's not up at about, I don't know, maybe 20 feet off the ground.
Pretty good. Do you have a copy of those drawings? I wouldn't mind a copy of those if you were able.
At the house, I'd be happy to send them to you. Is your email good on QRZ? I'll shoot you an email this afternoon sometime and put the drawing plans in there. And maybe you want to see about building you one like it. I got it. I got the plans from Steve Saban, WA5KSC. He's the one that shared them with me. And I built the 49-to-1 baling. I've got three toroid cores and got the magnet wire and wound it and everything myself. And it works out real well. But I'll shoot you the plans this afternoon.
I appreciate it. I really enjoy working with antennas. I haven't done a lot, but it's something I think I would like. And I've got a dipole for each band, and I've got a vertical that's 10 through 40. I've got to get that put up. But if I could get away with one big wire like that in the vertical, I'd be more interested in that, I think.
And GLTR.
Boy, there went the neighborhood. Go ahead, pick it up there, Mr. Tom, KI4DOS.
Good morning, Gary and Shane. Oh, I just wanted to say hello. I was just leaving the house and heard you. I got to go down and get a shot in the hip here, cortisone or whatever they stick in there. Was you talking about your super loop, Gary? I had a question on that.
I was talking about I built a new antenna. It's 80 through 10 end fed with a 49 to 1 baling.
Oh, okay, Roger. Well, I was telling somebody the other day, they was wondering about getting on 160, which, you know, the season's about over now until next winter, theoretically. And for the most part, it's a winter band. But I told them that your super loop somehow would tune 160. If my old memory remembers right, Gary, because it's been a long time ago, I thought you told me that mine never would. But the plans for my super loop, Dave Watson told me about, and they were on the BRARS website, and you can download them. You know, I think it's 99 feet, but, oh, man, it works great, too. But does yours tune 160, Garrett?
Yeah, Tom, it does. It's not real efficient, but it will tune. I got instead of a 4-to-1 baling on it, I put a 6-to-1. And some people thought I was crazy doing that, but I said, well, what the heck, I'll try it and see. I was told that it would work. And I built a 6-to-1 and put it on there, and I didn't have any trouble with it, and it will tune 160.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't remember who it was right now this morning. Good morning, Shane. Go ahead.
Hope you're well. And I'm going to take this opportunity to jump out. I'm almost at my destination for right now. Good to hear you both. N4ZLK.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Dang, good talking with you this morning. I've arrived at my first destination. I got to jump out and go inside and see what's going on and get my doings done. Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good day. Y'all be careful out there. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And I'll talk to everybody a little bit later. N0TR, N4ZLK, KI4DOS mobile.
Okay, Gary. Good to hear you and Shane this morning. And come up and see us sometime, Gary. You're always welcome. And the other gentleman, I didn't quite catch the call. I'm 47 years old and dyslexic. I get those numbers mixed up, and I'm a little slow. I'm from Kansas. Go ahead.
Hello, India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. Name here is Fred.
Oh, yeah, I know you, Fred. At least on the radio. Good morning to you, sir. I was just headed down to get a shot of cortisone and heard Gary and them talking antennas and jumped in there. How's your day?
Pretty good. Just on my way to a attorney's office in Spartanburg to drop off a check for a down payment on the house. We are currently under contract, and then hopefully pick up Gary on the way back. Need to ask him a couple questions about some antennas around.
I can answer something for you in a short time here. What was it you needed to know?
If there was any antennas left at AK's estate that were not sold or still around.
Well, I can't answer that. That might be the estate that W4DJW said they were picking up stuff from the other day. He might also know.
Send both of them an email later if I don't catch them on the radio.
That sounds good. What type of antennas are you looking for?
Honestly, I'm looking for, I honestly don't know. I've looked at the hex beams, but it just doesn't cover the bands that I want. About GPS going off. It's just not... hex beam just doesn't cover the bands that I want to work, and I kind of want a keep it down to maybe 2 or 3 antennas. So I'm looking maybe a set of beams or, you know, something along that line.
Well, the log periodic is a great beam, and then if you're wanting a beam for 40 meters or something like that, well, you're out of my class. That's that take the tower, of course. And I don't know any that are available right now. I know Pete, one of the best CW operators I ever met, was moving. But I don't know if he's already gone to Florida or not. I can't remember his last name, but he's in the Greer Amateur Radio Club glossary there of people. And another great source would be ND7J up in Hendersonville. He's usually on top of things like that. And so if you hear them on, you might give them a holler. I don't know if Rusty knows anything about that or not. WU2T's on quite a lot. But you'll hear it on here, that's for sure. Bob's got a 40-meter. I never had anything that big. I had Mosley's, and I can recommend them. They are good old-time antenna. They do have loading coils on them, though, and if you ever get an ice storm, that's a bad situation down here at times, but rare. You're better off with a low periodic, but it might not be the bands you want. Over.
I don't do a lot of 60, 80, and 160 work. I do a little bit on 40. Not a lot, mainly at night if I can't sleep or something, but most of the time I'm on 20 in the work bands. I really don't work 10 meters because I just, you know, it's so sporadic. I know with the new solar cycle is going to open up more. So I'm mainly looking for like 30, 20, 17, 15, and 12.
Fire antennas, and do just fine with them. I have a Super Loop, and I have a Carolina Windham, and I've worked 302 countries, but there are a few left. But I love CW, and I use 12 and 17 a lot, and I just do it for fun anymore. It means I'm 74 years old. I work anything, anywhere. Get on there and converse a little bit. But I do use sideband some, but not a lot anymore. I get hoarse pretty quick, as you noticed. I highly recommend the log periodic. There are no loading coils. The wind load's low. The gain is tremendous. I believe that's the one I'd go with.
Those as well. The problem is I've got an amplifier that I'm going to be hooking up once I get moved and everything, and it pushes, if I leave it wide 110, I'm going to be pushing about 700-800 watts. So that seems to be the downfall now, just finding the antenna that will handle that wattage. I know there's a lot of them out there, but it's, you know, I'm not spending $6,000-$7,000 on an antenna just to do some FT8 work here and there.
Well, write ND7J a letter. He'll tell you what brand his is, but I know his amplifier, and I'm not saying he uses this, but his amplifier's, probably $6,000 or $8,000, and it pushes 2,500 watts if you wanted it, but 1,500 is the legal limit. Now, I have an ALS 1300, and it's solid state, and it puts out 1,200, and I'm running it on number 14 gauge wire up there. So I know the log periodics are capable of that, and he did not spend that kind of money on the antenna. I think they're a little over 1,000, some of them, but that other one that's out there that's really popular is the one that has the little tuning strips inside of the antenna. Can't think of the name of it right now. I got some friends that own them. They're fine, but as an old electronic technician and electrician, in my 50 years of experience, anytime you got a dynamic thing that's moving with stepping motors and encoders and stuff like that inside of that antenna, you're looking for failure, whereas the log periodic is static. It's just a beam, and it's up there.
you that I actually, my current TTH, I was running a fan dipole, and it was only up about, I guess about 15, 20 feet. I had three wires on and was able to do everything but 40 meter. My tuner inside my radio just didn't like it. I think the impedance was too high for it to tune out. But I've worked quite a few countries with that on FT8, just a little touch of sideband. But I'm currently looking at getting a cobweb. I know it's still a wire, but it'll handle the wattage that I want to put through it. I actually thought about building my own cobweb. I just don't have the time.
Tell her that. I'll tell you what, this super loop is a very easy antenna to make as far as a wire antenna goes. Mine's up probably 40 feet or between 40 and 60. And there's just, for example, there was a guy out there in Comoros Island, and that's out between Madagascar and Africa on the other side of Africa the other night. And I worked him on the first try, and I worked the Seychelles and quite a few of the smaller islands out in the Indian Ocean. About the only place that I don't get in this area, and I don't use FT8, I'm an old timer. I don't consider that ham radio, but I know it is. I'm just hard headed, old fashioned. But I use CW or sideband, and I even think radio's a good thing. But I like to do it myself and let my fingers do the talking there. But that super loop worked anything other than, let's say, Thailand and Laos and Vietnam and things like that. I haven't been able to hear them from here yet, and I do see them on the FT8 because it is a good mode and it takes very little signal. It's just not my idea of ham radio, but many, many people work it and they enjoy it, and I think that's fine. But you'd be really happy with that if you just want to get something up quick. And like I said, the plans for it are on the BRARS website, or used to be anyways.
The new QTH, I really don't have the room to put up a big super loop or even a mini loop, but right at my destination, I'll jump back in here in a little bit as soon as I get done, and I hope you're still around. This is KI4MIA, and we'll be clear.
Okay, Fred, very nice talking to you this morning. And W4DGW shot my first super loop up. It's about 99 feet long, if I remember the dimensions right. But you may not have that kind of room. But other than that, for weight and wind load and all that, I don't think you go wrong with the log periodic if you can find one that'll do what you want, but I don't think you have a bit of trouble with 600 or 800 watts. I can run up to 1200, but most of the time I run 400 to 600, 700 watts. 73, Fred, you have a great day. I'm on in the hospital here and get my shot. This is N0LTR clear.
4VWA, KB2HXS. 4VWA, KB2HXS. KB2HXS clear.